Natasha Trethewey won the Pulitzer Prize for her third volume of poetry, Native Guard, in 2006, and served as Poet Laureate of the United States from 2012 to 2014. She has a previous volume of nonfiction, but this is her first book of memoir. Memoir, as opposed to autobiography, is usually more narrowly focused and not meant to be a comprehensive, cradle-to-grave story or highly detailed, and Memorial Drive is not. There is no discussion of Trethewey's years of college study, her teaching career, her several books of poetry, or her many honors. This gigantic absence is the most unusual feature of the book. Trethewey's revelation that she had in fact repressed, buried, avoided a large chunk of her life in a kind of willed amnesia, mute avoidance of my past, caused, understandably enough, by the murder of her mother. On June 5, 1985, Trethewey's ex-stepfather shot and killed her mother, Gwendolyn, in Atlanta, Georgia. Then, after nearly 30 years, Trethewey returned to the scene of her life in Atlanta and set about learning what she could about her mother's death. The early chapters tell of her childhood in Gulfport, Mississippi, a childhood that was both stressful and secure. Her father, a white Canadian from Nova Scotia, had met and fallen in love with Trethewey's mother at college in Kentucky. They married, and in 1966, Natasha was born on April 26th, Confederate Memorial Day. You can't make these things up. The little family lived with her mother in the black community, which was warm and supportive. Marriage between the races, however, was still illegal in Mississippi. Jim Crow cruelties and the perpetual threats of violence were all around. She writes, they, quote, met with a great deal of hostility most places we went, end quote, and in fact, the KKK burned a cross in their driveway. Her parents' marriage began to unravel. Her father was away for work a lot, serving in the Royal Canadian Navy, then in New Orleans for graduate school in English. After the divorce, in late 1972, Natasha and her mother moved to Atlanta, where Gwendolyn first worked as a waitress, then earned a master's in social work. Life in Atlanta could be lonely, but turned to nightmare when her mother married Joel Grumet, who was cold and cruel to Natasha from the start. He was distant, not sexually abusive, but psychologically abusive. Joe beat Gwendolyn often and severely for some 9 years. The marriage had to end. Then, as is often the case, he became deadly dangerous. Trethewey has obtained a transcript of phone conversations from June 3 and 4, 1985. Grumet is clearly a menace, blaming, pleading, and spouting threats we see as both cliched and terrifying. It was your fault. Take me back one more time. I'm changed. I can't live without you. If I can't have you, no one else will. And more specifically, I spent 2 years in Vietnam. I can explode anything. I could fix your air conditioner where it will blow up on you tonight. In her investigations, Trethewey learns Joel, wishing to cause pain to Gwen, went with a pistol to the field where Natasha was cheerleading to kill her, but he changed his mind. This is altogether a harrowing and painful story, in some elements all too familiar, and in others genuinely unique. It took real courage for Trethewey to immerse herself voluntarily in this pain. The reader is better for it, and hopes the writing enables her to recapture emotionally the many years she lost, and helps with what she describes as the wound that never heals.